So I hear that I'm the last one to share about the pastor series that we've been going through for 3 weeks, three pastors.
我听说我是最后一位，就是在整个那个三周的牧者的分享当中，我是最后一位。
So I think late last year, pastors got together and we talked about wanting to get the year off to a good start in terms of our devotion and our discipline to God.
在去年年底的时候，我们三位牧者我们就聚集到一起，我们讨论说，在这个新这年年初的时候，我们希望有一个很好的一个开始，让我们可以更加委身于神，更加的进行一些属灵的操练。
And as we brainstorm a topic, we thought that we really want to strengthen our relationships.
当我们来讨论这些这样的主题的时候，我们觉得说，我们需要来加强我们彼此的关系。
And each pastor has a different strengths and preferences and kind of emphasis, and so we each picked a topic and then we created the series.
我们每一个牧师都有自己的喜好，都有自己的特长，都有自己想要强调的东西，所以我们每一个人就一人选了一个主题来分享。So
Pastor Mandy started with devotion and prayer to God, our relationship with God.
Mandy 牧师他就选了一个主题，就是我们对神的祷告，对神的委身，所以是我们跟神之间的关系。And
then today I'm going to talk about our relationship with one another as brothers and sisters in Christ.
今天我就要来跟大家分享我们在基督耶稣里我们彼此之间的关系，所以是彼此的一个委身。And
then Pastor Kelvin talk about our devotion to God in reaching the world through our outreach and evangelism.
康牧师就讲到说，在我们借着向世界来传福音，来向别人分享神的爱，来表达对神的委身。So
I think that because Pastor, well, I can't remember why the schedule worked out, but you guys, Maddie got started first, and then I think English and Candy will finish next week.
不知道他们是如何安排的时间，所以我们国语堂是最早会结束这个牧者的一个短的系列。那中文、英文和粤语会在下星期结束这个序列。There's
a word here, discipline, that sometimes we use in relation to our practice, our spiritual practice.
这个词操练或者是纪律，都是我们用于属灵的一些训练。
And we know that if we want to accomplish anything of value, that we need to have discipline.
我们知道说，无论我们想要得到什么样的成就，是有价值的话，我们都需要有一个纪律、自律。
And it was Jesus' expectation that we would be engaging in spiritual practices and disciplines.
所以神耶稣他期待我们作为他的门徒，有这些属灵的操练、属灵的自律。The
thing about in Matthew 6, Jesus says, when you pray, when you fast, or when you give.
就想说在马太福音，耶稣教导他的门徒的时候，就提到说，当你祷告的时候，当你进食的时候。He
doesn't say if.
他没有说如果。
He says when.
他说的是当你。
So there's an expectation that you will do these practices, and these were the ones that the Jews focused on.
所以他期待大家会做这些事情。
But he wanted to talk about the quality of it or how we do it. And the most important thing was that you do it to God alone. You don't look for any praise from men. And there's another aspect of it is that we don't want to just go through the motions, so to speak.
还有一点就是，我们不只是想要就经过这些的属灵的这个宗教的活动而已。But
there is a purpose to this discipline. There is a goal to it, and we can't forget what that goal is.
就是我们做这些操练的时候，是有一个属灵的目的的。当我们这样去进行的时候，我们不要忘掉我们的目标。And
ultimately, it is to grow close to God, to grow in our devotion to Him, and to serve Him and glorify Him.
那最终的目的就是我们要来更多的来亲近神，更多的来亲近神，更加的来加深与他的亲密的关系，来带给他更多的荣耀。And
there's so much benefit to us personally and spiritually as we engage in these disciplines.
当我们做这些
So one thing I taught the English group was to practice silence. And silence means also that we don't have anything inputting like reading or cell phones or these kinds of things.
静默就是说我们没有任何从外面来的一些嘈杂的声音，包括任何的其他的声音或者是手机的影响。
That takes discipline.
这个是需要纪律的，自律才能做到。
So a group of 10 of the young people went to lunch across the street last week because we didn't have lunch at church.
所以有十个年轻人，上个星期的时候就到了对面的一个餐馆。
I shared with them how our family, when we have dinner, we put our phones down on the table.
我就跟他们分享，在我们的家庭当中，我们吃晚饭的时候，我们就把所有人都把那个手机放在一边。
So when I went to lunch the other day, they had all their phones stacked in the middle of the table.
所以当我们一起吃午餐的时候，所有的人就把手机放到了这个餐桌的中间。
And so they could focus on each other instead of just texting each other at lunch.
所以他们可以来关注彼此，而不是在这个吃饭的时候彼此的来发短信。And
that helps us connect to each other and ultimately to God and to engage this world.
所以这个会帮助我们彼此的连接，而且能够更好的与神连接，更好的来影响这个世界。So
I think about Paul when he tells Timothy, his young disciple, he says, "Be diligent." In these matters in
1 Timothy 4:15.
He's talking about exercising his spiritual gifts, setting an example for the church in life and in purity and everything that this has benefit not just for himself but for others as well.
所以他就叮嘱提摩太，要在这些事上要做出榜样，要操练这个属灵恩赐，要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。当他这样专心去操练的时候，他不仅让自己得益处，也让他周遭的人得益处。
So he says, watch your life and your doctrine closely, because if you do, you'll save yourself and those who listen to you.
他说到你要谨慎自己和自己的教训，要在这些事上恒心，因为这样做又能救自己，又能救听你的人。So
as I thought about this series, I thought about how we can be more careful, how we can be more diligent, and how we can be more disciplined in these relationships in following God.
所以当我来准备这个讲稿的时候，我就在想说，我们如何在这些事上更加的谨慎，更加的关注，更加的来致力于彼此发生这些关系。So
my topic today is our relationship with one another as brothers and sisters in Christ.
今天我的主题是在基督耶稣里我们彼此之间的关系。So
my title is Edifying One Another in Christ. Let's turn to prayers.
这个题目就是 让我们在基督里彼此熏陶，让我们来转动椅子。I'll
explain this in a moment, but let's pray first.
我一会儿会解释这个题目，我们先来祷告。Father
God, thank you so much for calling us to your presence through your Son Jesus Christ.
父神，谢谢你在借着耶稣基督，让我们能够来到你的面前。If
it wasn't for your love and for you taking the initiative with us, that we could never know.
如果不是因着你的爱，是因为你先发动了这样的恩典，我们永远都无法认识你。
We could never have a relationship with you, and we would not have the purpose and the meaning that you give us.
我们永远无法跟你建立一个关系，也永远无法成就你对我们的旨意和目的。So
we give you thanksgiving for all things, whether small or feels big.
主要我们为一切的事情来感谢赞美你，不论是大和小。
Because we know that in all things that your hand is in it and you are working all things out for your
good.
I pray that as we listen to your word this morning that you would speak to us and that we would have listening ears and hearts.
主啊，今天早上求你来对我们的心说话，让我们的心能够仔细的听你要讲的话。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
So I introduced a book to the English group called The Safest Place on Earth, When People Connect and Forever Change.
我在英文堂有跟大家介绍一本书，就是世界上最安全的地方，在那里人们能够彼此连结，并且永远的被改变。
So the author Larry Crabb, he talks about this trip that he made to Miami Beach many years ago.
所以这个作者 Larry Crabb 他就讲到他在若干年前去迈阿密海滩的时候这样一个旅程。
He said just outside of the resort area that he found this retirement home and there were a bunch of chairs that were lined up on the patio.
他讲到就是在这个度假酒店的外面有这样一排的椅子在那个阳台上面。
There were about 100 retirees were sitting in these rows, looking out into the street.
所以就有差不多一百多个退休的人，他们就坐在这些椅子上，都向着那个街上在看。
And he said that no one turned to each other, no one talked, they didn't tell jokes, they weren't connecting, they were just sitting there.
他就讲说这些人没有彼此的联系。没有彼此交流，没有讲故事，没有开玩笑，他们就是一直都是看着这个街。
Reminds me of my family in my house. We're together, but we're all doing something individually.
这就让我想到我的家，我们虽然都在一个房檐下在一起，但是我们各自做着自己各自的事情。
We used to even watch TV together. Now we all just watch on awesome.
我们曾经是一起来看电视的，但是现在每个人就是看自己的手机或者那个小的那个屏幕。
When he was in Miami and what looking at this scene, he thought about the church.
当他看在迈阿密的海滩上看到这样一个情景的时候，他就想到了教会。
And he was thinking about the quality of the fellowship and the relationships that we have in church with one another.
他就想到在教会当中我们彼此之间的关系和联系团契的那个质量。
And he said, we're doing a lot in church, but I wonder if the spirit who lives in a circle with two others who are always relating sees us like the retired folk.
他讲到说我们做了在一起做了很多事情，但是我就在怀疑当这个圣灵这位与另外两位三位一体的神常常在一起的这位圣灵看到的时候，他想到的是不是就是像这些退休的老人在一起的那个光景？
He's alluding to the Trinity, the Father and the Son and the Spirit, who are forever relating to one another, in communion with one another.
他就讲到圣灵，讲到圣灵的时候，他就知道说这个圣灵他跟三位一体的真神的另外两位，他们常常，他们一直都是在一起的相交。
I can relate to this part where he says we're doing a lot.
我可以就是这个这一点可以引起我的共鸣，就是我们在一起做了很多事情。
Church can be very busy.
因为教会可以非常的繁忙。
My son's cooking right now.
我的儿子现在就在做午餐。
I'm very proud of him because I've never seen him cook before.
我非常替他荣幸，因为我从来没有看到他做饭。
Don't tell him I said that.
不要跟他讲。
But we understand we're cooking and we're planning for leadership. We have a lot of meetings and we're doing a lot.
我们有很多的会议，我们计划，我们开会讨论很多的事情，我们真的做了很多事。
But how much are we really connected?
但是有多少是真实的在连结？
And so he goes on to talk about what is real community. What is real communion in Christ?
所以他接着来就讲说，什么是在基督耶稣里真正的相交，真正的连结和团契。
He says, in real community, people know each other. They relate in ways only God's Spirit makes possible.
他讲到说，在真正的一个团体当中，人们是彼此连结的，而且是用只有圣灵才能够成就的方式来连结。
They give and receive what God provides through a handful of folks who are in passionate pursuit of that goal of community.
他们接受也给予，就是神借着至少一小部分人，这些人他真的是来追求，热烈的来追求这样的目标的人所提供的。
And if you've ever experienced this kind of fellowship, you know what he's talking about.
当你真实的经历过这样的团契的时候，你就知道他在讲什么。
That there is an openness and a transparency. There's a sense that it's okay and it's safe to be here.
就是这个能够反映出来说，这样一个透明感，这样一个彼此的坦诚的相待，觉得说在这里是可以这样全然敞开的。
That I can share my burdens and my hurts, and I can share my triumphs, and I can be known, and I can know others.
就是我可以来分享我的重担，可以分享我的挑战，可以分享我的得胜，而且在这里面有人跟我一起来承担。
And most importantly, we experience the Spirit of Christ working in our midst.
而且最重要的就是在我们这样相交的时候，我们可以感到神的灵在我们中间运行。
And this is what church is meant to be.
这是教会所应该有的样式。
That we have this kind of spiritual connection in the family of God.
就是在神的这个大家庭当中，我们有如此的这样邻里的相交。
So today again, I'm really talking about the quality of the kind of relationships that we have here.
所以我们今天要讨论的就是在这里面这个关系的质量。
And is the church more of a place of social interaction, or is it more so a place where we grow as disciples of Jesus together?
在教会里，它到底更多是一个社交的一个场所，还是在这里呢？在耶稣基督里一起在属灵里成长。
In our interaction, in our fellowship, and as we meet together, are we building each other up in Christ? Are we building each other up spiritually?
在我们团契当中，在我们相聚的时候，我们是否在耶稣基督里彼此的扶持，一起的成长，一起的建造？
And what exactly are we supposed to do when we get together as Christians?
当我们聚集在一起的时候，作为基督徒，我们到底应该做什么呢？
Remember at my first church, the guys wanted to have a Super Bowl party.
在我的第一个教会当中，有一个人他就想有一个这个 Super Bowl 超级晚的这样一个聚会。
So it's pretty good because almost everyone can be entertained. Either you like commercials or you like game.
就是很好的，因为每一个人都可以娱乐，不管是你喜欢看球赛，还是喜欢看那些广告。
I don't really understand the music at halftime. It's not my music.
大概一半的时间我都不理解我的音乐是什么，因为不是我的菜。
We had this conversation. We said, "Well, is this a Christian fellowship when we get together to watch Super Bowl?"
所以我们就有这样一个讨论，就是当这些基督徒聚在一起来看这个超级碗的时候，这是不是一个基督徒的团契呢？
I said, that's something we should talk about, is it?
Yeah. 所以我觉得说，我们应该讨论一下这个问题，是吧？
And the Bible tells us a lot of what we should be doing in fellowship.
在圣经当中讲到很多我们团契的时候应该做的事情。
So maybe it depends on whether we're doing any of these while we're watching the Super Bowl halftime show.
所以我们也可以做这些事情，那么也可以就是来看这个超级碗的一半的这样的表演。
And by these I mean all the one another passages in the New Testament.
这些就是在新约当中出现的所有的彼此的经文。
This will be a very long sermon, by the way.
这个会不会是一个非常长的一个信息？
I did this study once where I did a search through the New Testament of all the times they said one another.
所以我就做这个的时候，是我查阅在新约当中所出现的所有关于彼此的那个字眼的经文。
And then I summarized them and I put them in a list.
所以我就把它总结出来，放在一个这个清单上面。
And so this list is a product of that study.
所以这个清单就是我那一次查经的一个结果。
This list actually is longer.
这个清单其实更长一些。
I cut some out to fit in two slides.
我有把它们取消一些，使得就可以放到两页当中。
So I think that every small group, every fellowship, we should look at this list and say, are we doing these?
所以我觉得每一个团契和小组都应该来看看这个清单上的东西，来反思我们是否做了这些事情。
We know love one another, but there's a lot of aspects of what that means.
我们知道要彼此相爱，但是其中有很多方面。
So So I asked one of the English small groups to go through this list and to pick one out that they feel they want to work on as a group.
所以我就要求英文堂的一个小组看整个的这个清单，然后来思想一下哪些地方是他们需要改进的。
I think all the groups picked confess your sins to one another.
所有的小组都挑了一个就是彼此的认罪。
I don't know why exactly.
我也不知道为什么。
I hope it wasn't so that they would just get to know secret information.
我希望他们的目的不是只是为了知道彼此秘密的那些坏事。
Of course, the purpose of that is so we can pray for one another and lift one another up.
当然，那个目的应该是我们可以彼此的祷告，彼此来扶持。
But I think part of why they shared that is because they didn't feel they were at that level yet.
我觉得他们就是挑选了这个，是因为他们觉得他们还没有到达那样一个程度，可以彼此分享自己的罪。
So if I said right now, I'll give you a minute, turn to your neighbor, confess your sins to one another.
所以如果现在我要求大家说，转向你的邻居，然后就跟他来认你的罪。
I mean, it's right here in the Bible.
那圣经上有这样讲到。
But we understand that's not an easy thing to do.
但是我们知道说这件事情并不容易做。
And so we need to get to a place where we feel comfortable to do that.
所以我们需要建立关系到一个程度，我们可以这样的，觉得安全来彼此认罪。
The one I picked was the one I highlighted, which is carrying one another's burdens.
我选择的就是我在上面的那个黄色的，就是我们要彼此担当对方的重担。
And so in this passage, a burden is something that is too much for one person to carry.
在这个经文当中，这个负担是指说，那个重担对一个人来讲太重了，无法个人来承担。
And if you're anything like me, you want to just tough it out and do what you can by yourself as long as you can.
如果你是我的话，你就咬紧牙关，你就是要拼了命，就要把它去做，做到直到你不能做的时候为止。
I don't like to tell people that I'm not strong enough to handle what I have.
我不愿意告诉人说我不够强壮来承受所有我需要承受的。
I think that partly why God gives me a lot of burdens.
我想也许因为这个原因，神就给了我很多的重担。
Because at the very least, He wants me to lean on Him.
因为至少他希望我能够全然依靠他。
But then He's given me brothers and sisters in Christ to support me through Him.
然后他也在基督耶稣里供给我许多的弟兄姐妹来扶持我，帮助我。
And I feel like this one maybe even as hard as confess your sins to one another.
也许这一点可能比要彼此认罪还要难做。
Because you have to be able to share someone else's burden.
因为你要能够去分担别人的重担。
So that means I have to have some capacity to care for you.
那就是说我至少应该有这样一个容量、能力，可以去担当你的重担。
It also means I have to be willing to share something that is hard for me to share, that I'm overwhelmed by something.
也意味着说我要来跟大家、跟别人来分享，对我来说不容易分享的东西，就是对我来说是难以承担的那些重担。
I wonder how many of us have carried that kind of burden ourselves. We don't even tell anyone.
我在想说，我们中间有多少人心中承担的那个难以自负的重担，不愿意去告诉别人。
It helps so much if you can just tell one person.
就是至少你跟一个人去分享这个重担，可能都会感觉好一些。
As a pastor, many times people have told me, Pastor, you're the only one I've ever told this to.
作为牧师，我听过很多次有人跟我讲说，牧师你是唯一一个我跟他讲这件事情的人。
Also with my blogging, the same thing. People say, I never told anyone I had this skin disease. And you're the first one.
Writing.
And that gives me the opportunity to help carry that burden.
这就他们跟我分享的时候，就给我一个机会，可以跟他们分担这个重担。
Again, it's not an easy thing to do. What if they become overly dependent on me?
当然，这不是一件容易的事情去做，因为我会担心，如果他们过度的来依赖我怎么办？
What if I can't handle what they tell me?
如果我无法去承受他们所告诉我的事情。
chronic health condition. Sometimes I get tired of telling people about it over and over again.
那我有这样一个慢性的疾病，有的时候我已经烦于来不断的跟别人讲我这种的状况。
But in the body of Christ, we shouldn't worry about those things.
但是在基督的这个肢体当中，我们不应该去担心这些事情。
If ultimately we're helping that person carry that burden to God.
因为最终我们担当那个人的重担是为了神的缘故。
And that's what my mentor told me when I felt so burdened as a young pastor with all these things that people were telling me.
所以这就是我的这个辅导，他跟我讲的，当我那个时候是一个年轻的牧师，有很多人跟我讲这些事情的时候，我的重担。
So a great example of carrying one another's burden is these last 5 months with my family.
有一个很好的例子，就是在过去这个五个月当中，我家庭发生的这些事情。
My mom asked me to fly down there in Orange County to fly down and see them every time she had chemotherapy.
我的妈妈邀请，就是邀请我每次她有这个化疗治疗的时候，让我就飞到她住的地方来陪她一起去。
So every time that she got her injections and things, I was holding her hand, I was there with her.
每次她接受那个治疗的时候，我就在她的旁边，我握着她的手陪伴她。
The problem is that I wasn't here.
那问题就是我陪伴她的时候，我就不在这里。
And so when I wasn't here, I needed to have others support me in the ministry or at home.
当我不在这里的时候，我就需要别的人来帮助我，不管是在我的服事上，还是在我的家庭当中。
And one time, I didn't expect or want to go because I just went, but my dad was in the hospital too, and my mom had low blood cell count. They said, Howard, can you please come?
但有一次我真的没有准备想要去，但是呢，我的爸爸他住院了，我的妈妈呢又同时有低血低很低的白血球，所以我妈妈就跟我讲，哈尔德，你可不可以下来
？They felt overwhelmed.
他们觉得难以负荷。
So they asked for my help.
所以他们就请我来帮助。
And I felt overwhelmed.
那我也觉得难以去承担。
So I sent out a prayer request, and then I had to be gone for 4 or 5 days.
所以我就发出一个祷告的请求，我需要离开这里四五天。
But something happened in that interaction is that we all grew closer together.
但是在那个过程当中，我们所有人都变得更加的亲密。
And now we, as a church, we have this shared experience of God's blessing.
所以在教会当中，我们有这样的经历，就是一起来承受神给我们的祝福。
And so there's this devotion that we have to one another through Christ.
所以就在基督耶稣里，我们有这样一个彼此的委身和投入。
And Paul talks about this devotion in Romans 12.
保罗在罗马书12章的时候就讲到这种委身。
He says, love must be sincere, hate what is evil, cling to what is good, be devoted to one another in love, honor one another above yourselves.
他讲到爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶，善要亲近，爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此退让。
You may not see it in this English, and I don't know how the Chinese is, but there's two words for love in this passage, verse 10.
也许你在英文当中你没有办法看出来，但或者是中文我不知道是如何翻译的，但是在这个原文当中，那个爱是其中是有两个词的。
And this second love is where we get the city Philadelphia, brotherly love.
第二个那个爱的字是我们就是费城得到它的名字的那个来源。
And this prefix, Phil, means love in Greek.
Phil在希腊文当中是爱的意思。
But this first one is also a Phil word. It's Philastorgia.
但是它的第一个字也是 Phil。
Philastorgia.
Yeah, okay.
Got it. And that one talks about family love.
那个词就讲到说家人的爱。
So the kind of love that you have for your own family, in the best of families, this is the kind of love we're supposed to have as members of the body of the family of God.
就是你对你的家人的爱，而且是那种最好的家庭当中，你对你家人的爱，那这种爱是他用来指说在教会这个家庭当中，我们彼此需要有的爱。
I think this is a great image of the church for us.
我想这是一个对我们来说教会一个非常好的一个形象。
I grew up calling my parents' friends uncle and auntie.
那我长大的过程当中就喊我父母亲的朋友们。
And we do that in the church as well.
那我们在教会当中也是这样做的。
They're starting to call me Uncle Howard a little bit too.
他们开始也来叫我 Uncle Howard 叔叔。
And I said, that's Pastor Chang Yu. But there's that close family relationship.
就这些称呼就代表那样一个亲密的家庭的关系。
And in Chinese culture, we have that sense of the broader family, wide family.
在中国的文化当中，我们就有这样一个感觉，就是我们自己是一个大的家庭。
So in this family, we share this kind of devotion and love. We don't leave anyone behind, kind of thing.
所以在这个家庭当中，我们彼此的承担，彼此的相爱，我们不希望把任何一个人丢下去。
And I didn't really understand this kind of love.Until I saw how my mom treated my brother.
直到我看到我妈妈她是如何对待我兄弟的时候，我还不明白他们这种爱是怎样一种爱。
哥哥。So he had a lot of troubles in college and young adults.
我哥哥在大学当中和年轻的时候有很多的麻烦。
And so I said, kick him out of the house.
所以我就说把他赶出家门。
That's brotherly love.
这是兄弟间的爱。
But mom said, no, it's my son.
但是妈妈就说不行，因为他是我的儿子。
I said, no, we need tough love.
然后我就说不行，我们需要有一点有纪律性的爱。
And we disagreed a little bit about, obviously, about how to handle the situation.
那我跟我父母亲之间就对于如何带我哥哥有不同的想法。
And sometimes we don't know the best way to love somebody.
有的时候我们并不知道说如何爱一个人是最好的方式。
It's probably somewhere in the middle between my mom and myself.
也许就是爱我哥哥的最好的方式，就是在我妈妈和我之间那个爱的方式中间的那一部分。
But what I picked on was with the kind of devotion that she had.
但是我看到的是她对我哥哥的那个投入和委身。
And I thought about my heavenly father.
那我就想到天父。
And how I'm so glad he didn't kick me to the curb.
然后真的很开心，他没有把我踢出家门。
That there were times that I needed discipline, and there were times that I needed correction, but he always loved me.
就是有的时候我需要被管教，有的时候我需要被更正，但是天父总是爱我。
The Rick Warren said this is his purpose-driven life.
Rick Warren 他在标杆人生当中讲到这些。
He says life is meant to be shared.
他讲到生命意味着共享。
Real fellowship is so much more than just showing up at services.
真正的团契远不止于参加主日崇拜。
Is experiencing life together.
它是共同经历生命。
It includes unselfish loving, honest sharing.
它包括无私的爱，真诚的分享。
Practical serving, sacrificial giving, sympathetic comforting.
实际的服务，牺牲的奉献，带着同情的安慰。
And all the other one another commands found in the New Testament.
以及在新约圣经中出现的所有其他关于彼此的命令。
Do we have that kind of family devotion and love to one another in our church?
在我们的教会当中，我们是否有这样如此这般的彼此的委身和投入，这样的相爱呢？
Are we doing a lot but not connecting as we deeply?
是否我们做了很多，但是并没有深深的连接？
I want to finish up with just a few more of the one another's from Hebrews 10 that we read earlier.
我想用希伯来书十章讲到的更多的几个彼此来结束今天的讲道。
If you play Scrabble, you'd understand this graphic.
如果你玩那个拼字图版游戏的话，你会理解这个是什么意思。
So in this word game, you have to make words, and you get points for making words.
在这个游戏当中，你要来造词，然后因此你可以得分。
So it says that a couple letters are missing here, and what are they?
那中间有两个字是 那他们是什么呢？
So in the word church, what's missing is you are.
所以在那个教会这个词当中，缺少的那个就是你是 you are.
So he says, what's missing in the church? You are.
所以教会当中缺的是谁呢？就是你。
So it really speaks to how we are the church.
所以这就讲到说，我们作为一个教会应该是什么样的？
We have a beautiful building plan for next door.
我们会有一个非常好的要来建造整个教堂的计划。
And I'm excited to see how that comes about and how God uses it.
我很期待看到那个结果会是什么样子，然后神如何来用新的这样一个教堂。
But the end, it's about the people who meet in that building, what God does with us there.
但最终重要的是在那个教堂当中相聚的这群人和神要在他们中间做什么样的工作。
And we don't need to have a beautiful new building to be the church.
我们并不需要有一个美丽的新的教堂而成为那样的教会。
And we don't need $1 million to be the church.
我们不需要一百万元来成为那样一个好的教会。
These are tools to help us be the church God has called us to be.
那些只是一些工具来让我们成为神要我们成为的教会的样式。
But in the end, the church is us.
但是最终来讲，教会就是我们。
And so the church, in the time of the writer of the Hebrews, was struggling and having difficult challenges.
所以在希伯来文的作者写这封书信的时候，那个教会正在挣扎当中。
I remember that when my daughter Lydia was going through her first hospitalization and going through a really difficult mental health time.
我就想到我的女儿，当她经过她的第一次的住院治疗，而且她经历这样一个精神疾病的时候。
And we're talking to the doctor. He says this event has pulled your family together, but for many families, it tears them apart.
这个医生就跟我们讲到说，这个事件使你们的整个的这个家庭团聚到一起，凝聚在一起，但是对很多家庭来讲，他就拆毁了这个家庭。
And we know what it's like when that pressure comes, when you lose that job or something happens in the family, that it can tear us apart.
我们也知道，当一些事情发生，比如说你失业了，会有一些不好的事情发生的时候，有的时候就会使一个家庭分裂了。
And this church was going through persecution and they were having internal conflict, just like every church.
所以这个教会它就是经历了被逼迫，而且它的内部也有一些纷争，就像所有其他的教会一样。
As we read through Hebrews, there are times that the writer is warning them and exhorting them, and other times he's comforting them.
所以当这个希伯来书的作者，他有的时候他就来责备他们，劝勉他们；有的时候他就来安慰他们。
And that's something he said that they should do for one another as well, to spur one another on toward love and good deeds.
所以这个作者也鼓励这些教会的成员彼此这样做，就是他们要彼此的来激发爱心，彼此的相互。
So this word spur, it has this idea of motivating or you know, the spikes as a spur of getting that force going, getting us going.
所以那个激发这个词，它有一个含义，就是要来激励、激动，就像一个尖的利器让那个马能够移动一样。
He says, "Let us consider." Think about it deeply. What it is, how can I encourage and exhort my brother or sister in Christ?
他讲说，让我们来思想，就是你来深度的来思想，反复的来思想，我们如何能够彼此的鼓励，彼此的激发。
This is not an easy one, too.
这个也不是一个容易的事情去做。
I don't like it when people tell me what I need to do.
我不喜欢人告诉我要做什么。
There are times that I'm sure I need to hear it, but I don't always want to hear it.
有的时候我知道我需要听到别人告诉我如何做，但是我并不喜欢听到。
And last year, I was going through a difficult stretch with ministry.
去年的时候，我在这个服事当中经历一个很大的一个挣扎。
And one of the leaders in English ministry, we were talking and praying.
那英文的一个领袖，我们在就跟我一起来祷告，一起来
He says he encouraged me a lot.
他鼓励我很多。
But he says you need to change your attitude.
但是他讲到说你需要改变你的态度。
But I knew he was right.
但是我知道他是对的。
And I wonder how much or how hard that was for him to tell me.
然后我就在想说，他能够这样真诚地告诉我，其实是一件很难的事。
It's because we've had 5 years of sharing and praying together that I think he was able to tell me that.
因为我们有五年之久的在一起的分享和祷告，所以他可以那样的跟我直言。
And after that, things got a lot better.
经过那件事情之后，我们这个局面就好了很多。
The situation didn't change too much, but my attitude changed.
那个环境并没有改变很多，但是我的态度改变了。
One word placed at the right time can change the direction for someone toward God.
在合适的时候，那个合宜的话可能会改变一个人他对神的态度。
And we need to be able to do that for each other, to spur each other on.
我们需要彼此这样的来对待，让我们彼此可以激发。
Do you know how to do that?With the people in your small group, in your fellowship, with your family members.
那你知道如何对你的团契的人或小组的人或家中的家人这样去做吗？
How can we encourage each other, spur each other on?
我们如何可以来彼此的鼓励，彼此来激发向前？
The next one he talks about, the next one another is let us not give up meeting together.
那第二个彼此就是讲到说不要停止聚会。
I think there's a logic to this. How are you going to spur each other on if you don't spend time together?
我觉得这个是很有逻辑在其中的，就是如果你们不常常在一起花时间的话，你们怎么可能彼此激发呢？
When I have young kids, I have this debate in my head, and I talk to some people about whether I needed quality time with them or quantity of time with them.
当我的孩子小的时候，我记得跟别人讨论过，我是需要跟他们有高质量的时间，还是高数量的时间在一起呢？
I'm a busy pastor, I have young kids, I have my health and everything, so I'm going to spend quality time with my kids.
因为我是一个非常繁忙的牧师，我自己身体又有病，然后又有小孩子，所以我想说我要跟他们有高质量的时间在一起。
And this 5 minutes I spend with my kids is going to be the most quality time you can ever do.
这5分钟我跟他们在一起的时候，就将是最高质量、最好的时光。
Does that work?
那这个会有效吗？
Do they need 5 hours with dad watching TV?
他们需要5个小时跟父亲一起看电视吗？
Maybe, but what they need is both.
那他们需要的，也许他们需要，但是他需要的是。两者都需要高质量也有高数量。
And we know that in relationships, to build that relationship up, we need both.
我们知道说要有好建立好的关系，我们需要两者。
So we've been talking about the quality of our fellowship, but we also need to meet together.
所以我们讲到说我们团契的质量，我们也需要常常在一起聚会。
Since some are in the habit of not meeting.
所以有的人他就有一个不参加聚会的一个习惯。
I know how it goes. After you don't go to fellowship, if you stop meeting with brothers and sisters to pray, you just get in the habit of not.
我知道说，当你养成一个习惯，就是你不去参加聚会，不去跟你的弟兄姐妹一起祷告的时候，慢慢这就会成为你的习惯。
So the last time I went down to be with my mom, the very last chemotherapy, she said, "I'm glad I got cancer."
所以上一次我去看望我的妈妈来陪伴他接受这个化疗的时候，我妈妈就说我很高兴我得了癌症。
She said because I have time to spend with my son.
因为我就有时间能够跟我的儿子相处。
She said, oh, you got busy with everything, your kids and family, everything, and you didn't get to spend as much time with you.
她说因为你很忙，因为你有家庭，你有服侍，所以我就没有那么多时间可以跟你在一起。
And of course, I'm very glad I learned a lot about her that I didn't know before.
那我也很开心，因为在这个过程当中，我更多的了解了他，是我以前所不知道的。
So we had a meeting every 4 weeks.
因为我们就每4个星期就会有一次的相聚。
And now we call and we WeChat and a lot more than before.
所以我们现在就常常的微信或者是彼此的打电话，比过去多很多。
So we need to make that a priority to gather together as believers.
所以我们需要作为信徒来常常的一起相聚，这个应该成为我们的优先。
And the last one in this two verses he talks about is to encourage one another.
在最后的这个彼此当中就讲到说你们要彼此的鼓励。
And just like with the spur, it can mean to comfort or it can mean to motivate.
就像这个激发这个词一样，这个鼓励可以说是一个安慰，也可以说是一个激励。
And a lot of times it's both at the same time, meaning that we comfort one another as we spur one another up.
所以有的时候我们是需要两者都有的，就是我们在激发彼此的同时，我们也需要彼此的安慰。
But he says all the more as the day is approaching.
他就讲到说，那日近是到，那日子临近，就更当如此。
And that's capitalized D because he's talking about a specific day, the day that the Lord returns, the day of judgment.
那大写的那个D是因为那是一个特别的日子，就是指主再来的日子，那个审判的日子。
And Jesus said before he left the disciples, in this world you will have trouble.
所以当耶稣离开这个世界的时候，他对他的门徒说，在世上你们会有苦难。
And have we had trouble?
我们是否有苦难呢？
The world has had trouble. The church has had trouble.
这个世界有很多的麻烦，这个教会也有苦难。
He says, I have overcome the world.
但是耶稣说，但是我已经胜过了世界。
But still, he said it's hard.
但是他还是说是很难的。
And this day is coming, and before that time, we need to pull together.
当这个在主再来的日子接近的时候，我们需要团结在一起。
And that's my hope as I share this message for this year, is that we are encouraged, that we're spurred toward this kind of devotion to one another.
所以今年我就有这样一个负担，分享这个信息的时候，我们希望我们彼此激发，是朝着这个方向去进行的。
We are a family, but sometimes we are that family in separate rooms, doing our own thing.
我们是一个大家庭，但是有的时候我们就在各自不同的房间做各自关心的事情。
Wow, I wonder what it would look like if we put all of our phones right here for service.
那我们在想说，如果我们所有的人都把这个手机放到前面的时候，会是什么样一个景象？
Turn off, vibrate, put it on mute. Don't worry about it. We're focused on God and each other.
就把它放到静音，然后把它安静下来。所有的都放到前面，大家不想任何其他的事情，都专注于我们的神。
Metaphorically, that's what we need to do.
在比喻上来讲，我们应该如此做。
So I'm excited about how God will use these moments we have together to build one another up and to grow the church and to build up his kingdom.
我在想说，神如何可以用这样我们一起专注的时间来建造我们的教会，建造我们的关系，来建造我们属灵的生命。
That's great. Father God, we just thank you for knowing everything that we go through. You know our church and you know us perfectly.
谢谢你，就是你知道，在我们教会当中，在我们个人生命当中所发生的一切的事情。How
many times can we confess and give testimony to how you have met us in our time of need just in time?
有多少次我们可以分享，在我们需要的时候、紧急的时候，你就与我们相交来帮助我们？You've
also given us a mission to make disciples of all peoples.
你也给我们一个大使命，就是要使万民做你的门徒。
In all these, you call us to do it together.
你在所有这些当中，你呼召我们一起来做。
As a body, as a family, that we support one another and we encourage one another.
作为一个家庭，作为基督的身体，我们彼此的扶持，彼此的鼓励。
And God, we confess that there are times that we haven't had that kind of devotion to each other.
父啊，我们承认有些时候我们对彼此并没有如此的委身和投入。
There are times we've been like those retired folk who are sitting in chairs, just looking out, but not really interacting.
有的时候，就像那些退休的老人一样，是各自坐在自己的椅子上，就向前看，并没有彼此的关注，彼此的连接。
We want to cherish every moment that you give us together because we are busy and we are doing your work in many different areas.
因为我们很忙，我们做各个方面的服事，所以我们真的很珍惜你给我们在一起的时间。
But when we do gather together, that we recognize that Jesus is in our midst.
主啊，当我们聚集在一起的时候，我们意识到耶稣在我们中间。
And that we are the church.
我们就是这个教会。
And that we would be able to just encourage one another and edify one another.
我们可以彼此的扶持，彼此的鼓励。
And out of this fellowship and this love that you give one another, that we can reach the world for Christ.
因着你给我们的 爱给我们的团契，我们可以被你来赢得世界。
So thank you, Father, for this pastor series, for this time that we've been able to hear your word and consider what it means to become more devoted to you.
爸，谢谢你给我们这样一个牧者的短讲的系列，让我们可以彼此的鼓励，一起来分享，一起来成就你对我们的旨意。
You mean bless us this week with the knowledge that you walk with us and you've called us to your purposes.
谢谢你，请你来继续来祝福我们这一周，你呼召我们，让我们能够成就你的旨意。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我也是这么祷告。